Quorum is present. The House and Gallery, please rise for the invocation.
22 years ago, when newly elected Garnet Coleman first walked onto the floor of the Texas House, he was battling a debilitating illness he didn't understand. What he knew was that periodically, a paralyzing wave of depression would hit him like a sledgehammer, with paranoia and anxiety so overwhelming, he'd crawl into bed and sleep for days.
Not eating, not doing anything, this isn't sleep. This is escape, mental escape. It's not being sad. You look at yourself as worthless.
The periods of deep depression started when Coleman was 16. He'd eventually be diagnosed as having bipolar disorder, a treatable condition of the brain that causes unusual shifts in mood, energy, and the ability to carry out daily activities. Coleman remembers wanting to hide where no one could find him.
When I said that I slept in my closet, that was because sleeping in the bed wasn't good enough because somebody might look in the window and see me there. So what I needed to do was go in the closet.
So you slept in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
You slept a lot. Did you have friends and a social life?
No. I mean, people would come and try to find me, but no, basically, no.
The periods of depression would lift and Coleman would try to lead a normal life. But the darkness always returned through the 11 years it took him to complete college, as he courted his wife and married after he was elected to the Texas legislature. Then in 1994, Coleman's father, a physician, died, and Coleman really disappeared.
I left and was missing for about 60 days to 90 days.
You just got in your car and drove away?
Drove away.
Where'd you go?
To a hotel, you know, check in, go in the room, turn off all the lights, pull the curtains, and then be in there and sleep for 5 days. I wouldn't let anybody in to clean the room or anything like that, and I'd get all, you know, certainly paranoid. But then I would leave when I thought somebody was going to find me.
The episode was a turning point.
I knew that if I got depressed at the levels I was depressed in for the time, I would kill myself.
Coleman checked into a leading psychiatric hospital where doctors diagnosed his condition. They provided the important combination of medicine and counseling that allows him to lead a productive life today.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Good, good.
How are you, sir?
Is everything going okay?
While he doesn't hide his condition from colleagues in the Texas House, some, including Representative James White from Woodville, are surprised when they learn Coleman has bipolar disorder.
I didn't know it. And I do know of him as being someone that's very passionate and focused on policy.
Others who do know, like Representative Helen Giddings of Dallas, say Coleman's condition may be the reason he's the body's recognized expert on public health and a tireless advocate for the mentally ill.
He's spoken out. We listen to him. And he makes a huge difference and has done a ton of good in the state in terms of trying to help us set the right course in terms of mental illness.
Coleman says the right course now is to use an opportunity following the Newtown school shootings to educate the public and find help for those who are suffering. While most mentally ill people are more of a danger to themselves than others, Coleman believes large-scale tragedies can be prevented.
We need for people to know that you have to intervene early in any illness, and that includes mental illness. So if it is that individual that might have a tendency to shoot others, as a danger to others, then we need to catch them at the time when it's just developing.
Representative Coleman says he'll never be cured. He still occasionally has episodes, and he'll have to take medicine for the rest of his life. But he says that's true for people with diabetes or heart disease.
I take my pills in the morning and I go to work just like anybody else.
With proper treatment, mental illness for many can be managed. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.